B-Pod Studios.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
A busy, busy show this morning. We had County Commissioner Susan B. Harden on to tell us about the stay-at-home order. And now we have another person who's coming on with us, a doctor from Novant Health. His name is Dr. Jerome Williams, Jr. Good morning, Dr. Jerome. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
We've got Roy and Loren remotely working from home. They're here, too, so I'd like to say hi to them. So you guys can hear each other?
Yeah, we can hear each other fine. And we're so glad to have you on the show, Dr. Williams. Now, we've seen on the news, we've heard it, we can't get supplies. We hear that there's you're running low on masks and ventilators. That's on the national level. What's going on with Nova and local here? Do you have enough equipment?
Yeah, so we've been hearing a lot of, first of all, thank you for having me on the show to bring to your audience the most up-to-date and accurate information that often is needed during these times to help relieve anxieties and stress in our communities.
Yes.
But across the country, there are pockets of areas that may be experiencing challenges with PPE, which is personal protective equipment, and ventilators and respirators. Currently at Novant Health, we're not experiencing those challenges. We've been preparing over the last few months for the uptick in a number of cases. And through that process, we set up a number of months ago what's called a systems incident management team, which really assesses our systems readiness and preparedness for COVID-19. So during that process, we've reviewed our supply chains and made sure our supply chains are secure. We made sure our masks are in sufficient quantity, our gowns in sufficient quantity, as well as ventilators. So at this particular time, we have enough equipment to take care of our communities.
Dr. Jerome, if there is a spike in cases in Mecklenburg County, is there a way for people to donate supplies? And is Novant Health accepting supplies if that becomes the case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there are a number of businesses and companies that are interested in donating supplies, such as masks and gowns and things of that nature. And we do have a an email that we'd like folks to reach out to us.
Sure.
And it's donate supplies, novanthealthdonatesupplies.org, and we will be able to put you in the right direction. So once again, that's donate supplies at novanthealth.org. And if you reach out to us, we'll be able to communicate where and how to donate those supplies in preparation for any potential increase in cases in patient admissions.
Dr. Jerome Williams from Novant Health joining the Meeting Roy and Loren Show. We're happy to be teaming up with you guys in this time of need with the COVID-19 outbreak. I have a question for you. You know, we get new information all the time, Dr. Williams, and it's like one day you get something, and I imagine you guys in the medical field are finding out things about this virus that maybe you didn't know a week ago. Am I right?
Well, not necessarily. I just think there is a lot of, at times, misinformation out there. And that's why I started off this conversation by saying thank you for having me on, for providing your audience with the most up-to-date and accurate information. And there's a lot of things that we do know. And there's a lot of things that we know that can help. And one of those things is social distancing. We realize that the best way to attack COVID-19 is to prevent it. And so with social distancing, frequent hand washing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Trying to not touch your face with your hands. Cover your cough with your elbow to prevent transmission of droplets. All of those types of activities are very, very helpful in reducing the spread. And so those things you do know are very, very instrumental in reducing the spread. In addition, we also realize that individuals who may be experiencing symptoms such as cough, shortness of breath, and fever, they should not show up at their doctor's office immediately. They should place a phone call to their primary care physician and ask for directions for screening and or testing if indicated. If individuals do not have a primary care physician, we have a number set up, 1-877-9-NOVON, that can provide direction for individuals regarding potential testing and screening and next steps.
Dr. Williams, how can people reduce some of the anxiety and stress? I mean, I know, like, I'm on immune suppressant medication, so I have a horrible immune system. And I am scared to death to get this thing. But this shouldn't cripple my life at the same time.
Well, absolutely. This is a very stressful time for many individuals in our communities. And that's why it's very important to stay on top of the latest information. You are absolutely doing the right thing by practicing social distancing. I believe you're broadcasting from home, nice and safe in your home. And while it is a stressful time, we do have enough information and understanding as to how to reduce the spread of the disease and how to care for our patients in our communities. There is no question that Novant has the capacity and capability if there should be an increased number of individuals in our community presenting with the disease.
Dr. Williams from Novant Health, thanks so much for joining us for a couple minutes and giving us some information. A lot of things were said there. We'll post this entire chat up on our website, kiss951.com. And, of course, you can get it on our app 24/7 on the Kiss95.1 app. We'd love to touch base with you again, maybe make it a weekly spot, you know, where we can go over the things again that, like, for instance, I know people are ordering food and concerns are, you know, what about the person that makes my food if they have COVID-19? Can you just speak on that quickly since takeout is such a part of our lives right now?
Yeah. So once again, if we're all practicing the correct personal hygiene, hand washing, if individuals who are, for example, in the cooking or restaurant industry, obviously individuals who may be experiencing symptoms should obviously isolate themselves, should not be around food, should not be around other individuals. If individuals are not experiencing symptoms, are not sick and are practicing the correct hygiene, there should not be an issue with takeout food and groceries and things of that nature. When you speak of contact with individuals, we have increased the number of our virtual health visits so that individuals who may have concerns about coming to the doctor's office can actually have a virtual health visit through our electronic health record and our Tyto Home Care. That's T-Y-T-O, Tyto Home Care, which is a device that is a telehealth video device that allows us to communicate with patients, examine patients, take their temperature, listen to heart sounds, and actually can potentially make diagnosis in a remote fashion. And our Tyto Home Care, yes, absolutely. Wow. It's an FDA-approved device. We're the only ones in the Carolinas that actually have this device right now. And we've had it for some time now and have increased our usage of it during this period of time.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jerome Williams, for joining us here on the Manny Warren the Red Morning Show. We'll get all this information up, posted up at kiss951.com. Thank you.
Fantastic. I look forward to joining your show again in the near future.
Yeah, we'll be in touch. Thanks, Doc.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.